We welcome in State Senator Mike Groney, serving the Lincoln County region. And Senator Groney joining us here on the KUDY phone lines for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing fine, Mike. How you doing?
I'm warm.
Oh. Let's see, warm and back in Lincoln, so there's two strikes against you.
Well, I think I just made it. I wasn't going to go to Lincoln, but I think something happened I need to today, and I'm not happy about it. But I will probably be driving. Things are happening fast, and we only got 2 weeks left before we everybody ends up back in Lincoln. So, but... you're done with the weather already, I take it?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yep.
That was a quick one, wasn't it? Hot, dry, and humid?
Yeah. Hot, dry, humid. We'll take the moisture when we can.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. The weather from Mike? Bank on it.
Yeah. So I wasn't expecting to be on so quick. I thought there'd be more weather, but then I realized there wasn't any. But anyway, no, everything's fine. I'm trying to meet with a couple of senators on the other side of the political aisle that try to get something done on this property tax and incentive thing, but I don't know what's going to happen right now. It doesn't look good. We got to have the property tax. I just have to, I don't know how we do it, but we have to somehow get and explain to some of the urban senators that the critical nature of property tax relief in rural Nebraska. I mean, what do we fight about in North Platte about TIF and property taxes? You can't even build a house because property taxes are too high. Farmers are struggling and huge property tax bills and land values going down, but the property taxes aren't. It's just somehow or another we got to get something under control, and I'm adamant about it. I don't really care about it. Economic development package, because the only one I believe in that will do the most for rural Nebraska is property tax relief. I say it over and over again, it puts money back in the hands of the consumer and the small businessman, and the small businessman doesn't worry about some economic development package. He's worried about paying his rent, paying his utilities, keeping his employees hired, trying to make a living himself, and that's what makes up rural Nebraska. We have the railroad. They benefit from they benefit quite a bit. And I'm a fan of the railroad. Don't get me wrong. It's free enterprise. It's a major part of our community. But the Advantage Act, they benefited, one of the top benefit benefactors of it. And because they didn't pay sales taxes, they didn't have to pay sales taxes on all their ties and rails and everything else they put into the keeping the rail lines and not building new, they're just keeping things up.
Just maintenance.
Millions of dollars and then laid off people. We lost jobs. And the goal of economic development is, some would say in Lincoln, it's to build our tax base, but I would say it's for jobs, and that's the way I look at it. So anyway, long story short, the economic development package doesn't do a lot for rural Nebraska. Property, not as much as property tax relief would do for the entire, it would do for the entire economy of Nebraska. And, we're trying to emphasize that. But that's where we're at on that issue. Still pushing the 140, LB 147, Senator Merman's and I's priority bills. On school discipline, I'm going to go into Omaha on next following Monday the 13th to meet with some of the African-American community who are concerned about it, the Malcolm X group, and they're going to find out I'm a dirt poor farm boy. I'm not one of the Rockefeller Republicans who have taken advantage of the race issue by or the limousine liberals who have used them as chattel to advance their agenda. And we will try to get their support because they're one of the, I don't blame them. Everything that's been done in the past about public education has not been to their advantage, not been on their issues. It's been used poverty and things been used to just get a hold of more money, but they haven't addressed the situation. You know, I try to be a realist, and I've upset some in the education establishment when I've said on at hearings on education that I'm a simple man, and public education was supposed to be the great equalizer. Something's wrong because it hasn't done it. We've sent masses of young people through the schools, and we have, according to them, we have the highest level of poverty we've ever had. So something's failed. Something hasn't failed in public education that we have this. We have not taught the basic work ethics and the basic personal responsibilities that leads to success in our society. And then what we're finding out also, they haven't taught our history exactly correctly either in a lot of areas of the nation. What we've heard about their understanding of history, American history. But keep trying, and maybe we can get that done. And like I said in my column that recently, that if we're going to change things in America, we got to help start with our youth. We have to make sure every child knows they're equal in that school system, so those animosities don't start and those feelings of prejudice don't start in the school system. But and I think LB 147 does that. It defines that all children will be treated equally. They will be on their behavior and their academic output that they will be addressed, not on their color of their skin or their sex. So that's the big goal of 147, to look at behavior and not the person. If I can just get that through a few senators' heads. But nothing's easy. Not when everybody starts with a basic bias in the first place, and I'm no different. Hard to overcome those when you're dealing with someone else of a different political thought process. Otherwise, what's going on in North Platte? I apologize. I did not make the Sutherland Parade. I'm a procrastinator, and the folks I called to borrow a car, a convertible or something, I mean, God forbid they had plans already, and I called them the day before the 4th.
Oops. Anyway, happens to the best of us.
I had an unexpected family show up, too, so, and I've always ran on that, family first.
Yep.
So I hope it was successful over at Sutherland. I wish I could have been there. I really wanted to be there, but it just didn't work out. And I could have got a car, I guess, with tinted windows, and that might have made more people happy. But I looked like in the paper, the local paper, was a success. And people are anxious to get out and about, and they want to be part, live their lives.
Yep.
I still refuse to say America's changing over a virus. We didn't get defeated by Hitler. We didn't get defeated by the slavery. We didn't get defeated by anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time to give up and be defeated by a virus. We just can't do it, especially a virus that is, thank God for American technology and ability, they're finding ways to address it without the fear, taking the fear factor out of it. As we all know, the infections are up, which to a point is a good thing. And I told my wife the other day, I'm almost willing to walk up to somebody I know is sick and get the dang thing and get it over with. So that you don't walk through life worrying about pretty soon the ones that aren't, that haven't had it, had an immune system, be able to address it, are going to be the minority, and then those folks are really going to live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got it. We can't close down a country. We've harmed the economy enough. We're harming people. I mean, when you take livelihoods away from folks and incomes away from folks, pride of owning a business away from harm in the psyche of the country. And I think that's the biggest casualty. And some, I believe, want that to happen. They want people defeated. They want people to go completely towards the government, to look always towards the east, to Washington. And it's not a good thing for our society. I was talking to some other senators. I've been doing more research. The wearing a mask, especially the ones they have us wear, they're not effective. All the tests and studies that have been done, it's the micron, the virus itself, and the particles are so fine that they go right through the mask. So you're misleading people when they say they're going to protect them. I just wish somebody would tell me about a bar that had right next to another bar or a restaurant that had everybody wear a mask, all right, and then right next to them they didn't. And they had a huge infection over here where they didn't, and they didn't have one where they had the mask. The example I see is Menards making everybody wear a mask. And then you walk over to Walmart where five times the people go through a day, and they're not wearing a mask. They don't wipe down the belt. And North Platte is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Any other city that situation has no more outbreaks than anywhere else. And I'm sitting here going, really? Where's the difference? And the people in the Menards all have a mask on and go to Walmart, and 75% of them don't. It's one of those. You know, it's a thing to get everybody involved. In World War II, we had the metal drives, we had the rubber drives, and we had the sugar drives. It keeps everybody involved. It helps everybody feel like they're part of it. But that did help the cause. But now we have this thing, I think, is more of a psychological thing to make people want to be feel like they're doing something. And the best thing they can do is live their lives. Social distancing does work. I'm not planning to wear a mask in Lincoln, and if anybody tries to shame me, another senator, I will tell them to get out of my face, and please be at least 6 foot away when you get out of my face. And that is proven to work,
mm-hmm.
And I will, and that's science, that's true science, so I will adhere to the 6 footer. And if you're wearing a mask, I'll probably stay 10 foot away, because still the only honest thing they're saying is if somebody has it, it can protect others. But those who don't know they have it, then I'm going to assume you have it if you're wearing a mask, and I'll stay 10 foot away. But I'm not going to criticize your choice. That's America. That's America, and we ought to respect each other's choice, especially when there's no evidence that it does harm you. I can't set the example that you just do everything government tells you to do, that without evidence or facts. It's just, we had slavery because the government told those people it was okay to do it. Now, where do you stop? You just have to lay the law down and do what's right, what you know is right. But anything else going on that I need to be...
Not a lot back here. Some concern, obviously, you know, Senator, there's some hype about the medical marijuana campaign is getting some traction. Same thing with the casino gambling at the horse racing tracks getting some traction late last week with that announcement.
Well, I will. I'm almost certain they both will pass because people are frustrated. They're grabbing for things. The medical marijuana, a lot of people in pain can't afford to put their bills. We haven't controlled medical costs, and when you got desperate people, they'll vote for things and give them a little hope. And it's the same with the gambling. There's a promise in that gambling thing about property tax relief, and there's people struggling, worried about losing their business, homes, everything else, and they'll vote for that not because they're pro-gambling. They're looking for property tax relief. Because that's a component of it. And it's a sad state of affairs we're in because we will not, as elected officials, we will not address what concerns the average citizen. Instead, we still chase after what the elite want, or those with the money. and business and things, and that's where we're at. But I'm almost, I wish they wouldn't have withdrawn the property tax petition, even though it wasn't the best route. But then again, medical marijuana ain't the best route for health care either, not even close. But because I think they probably would have got it on the ballot too at the end of the day. But then, I don't know. People out getting marijuana signature probably didn't care much about social distancing, and the people who were doing the property tax proposal were more the type of citizens who adhered to what the government said and then didn't go out and get signatures. And they, of course, that we know that's what was a big hindrance to getting the property tax proposal on the ballot. But somehow the other side did it. Not the other side, but the other proponents of those two petition drives. But I think they'll pass. People are frustrated. They're looking, they're grabbing at straws. They want help and they want things. They want to do it on their own. They don't want the government's help, and they want to be able to afford their medication, even if it is a false promise. And they want to control their, maybe they want to win. Maybe they're so frustrated and sell the farm and go down and throw it all on one roll of the dice at the casino. I don't know. That's where we're at in society right now.
Yeah. It's a sad truth, I think.
It is. Yeah. Because when you talk to the folks about the medical marijuana, even it's usually somebody who's an opponent who has some type of illness or pains and aches and things that they've heard the promise, and it works. Some of it works. The CBD oil has a purpose, has a medical purpose. But sadly, that part of the hemp has been hijacked by those who want to use it for other purposes, just, you know, for entertainment or whatever, escapism. Always said about drugs, and don't get me wrong, I drank my share of booze when I was younger and stuff, but the purpose of a drug is you don't like yourself, because all drugs change your personality. Apparently, you know, those who overtake of it are just trying to change their personality for that moment in time that they get high. But anyway, that's where we're at.
Very well.
So I better get ready. I was to head to Lincoln.
Okay. Well, travel
all
safe.
Right. Thanks, guys.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
That again, bye. State Senator Mike Roney joining us for his weekly legislative update right here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Now, I think the senator brings up some good points, Rick. I think there are some people that are grasping on to some things, such as maybe the casino gambling, in the hopes that's going to bring some property tax relief.
Well, that's one of the things they always seem to promise when they bring these forward, is we'll take some of that money and give you property tax relief, but I've been looking at that argument for 30-something years, and I haven't seen it really work in that way.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It could be an empty promise, but there's a chance with it, and we don't know if we're going to have a chance with the legislature. So I see some people rolling the dice with that.